Hello, everybody. I am so excited about the weekly word because we have stepped into the month of Elul, which is the sixth month on the Hebrew calendar, the religious calendar. Okay. The religious calendar starts at Nisan, which is right before Passover. All right. And then we can go a full 12 months, but we pass into the civil calendar starting on the seventh month, which is 30 days from now. We will step into Rosh Hashanah, or the head of the year. That's the head of the civil year. All right, and that will happen on October 2nd at sundown. And so we have 30 days prior to, which is in the season of Teshuvah. What does that mean? It's a season of repentance. It means it is a time for us to position our hearts before the Lord and let Him deal with us on some very, very important things. We see this straight out of the Word of God when we look at Haggai chapters 1 and 2. This is the month that God spoke to Zerubbabel and told him to begin to position the people to do some work in the house of the Lord. And so it's a time that God takes us through where not only is he the king in the field from Solomon chapter 6 verse 3, I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine. And the king comes off his throne and he comes down and he begins to work with us. But this is a month of labor because we can see here in Haggai chapter 1 and 2, and I want you to read it. It's actually Haggai chapters 1 and 2. That's what you need to read, okay? And so what's happening here is God is speaking to the people, and he's saying, listen, there are some things that are wrong here. You're building your own house, but yet you ask me why you don't have enough. This is what God says. And God says, but if you'll build my house, he said, then you'll receive everything that you need. And then the word says that God stirred up the people and they began to start to do the work of the ministry. Okay, why is this important? I'm speaking to somebody right now here in the sixth month on the religious calendar before we start the head of the year. And God is speaking to you and he's saying, listen, you feel like you don't have enough. You look at your financial situation. You say, God, I worked so hard, Lord. I'm doing, but I'm not receiving. Why have you not blown on my blessing, Lord? Why have you not blown on my work to produce a blessing? And this is what the Lord should say to you. I'm shifting you now. It is a time and a season where I am getting ready to rebuild your temple that I might set you apart and get you ready for Rosh Hashanah and the remainder of my year. And God would say to you, it is time that you need to position yourself in faith. I can feel the Lord and his pressure upon my heart to speak to you about your levels of faith. You are not in a place where you feel like you have enough faith to step out and do some things. Some of you have been going, you know what? I want to begin to shift businesses. I want to begin to, I have these creative ideas. I want to put them into play. I want to shift ministries. I want to start a new ministry. I want to leave behind a work and begin to start doing another work, but I'm fearful. I'm fearful because I don't know, God, if this is really the time to do this. Come on, I'm speaking to you right now. And God is saying, now is the time. He's saying, I need to reposition you now so I can properly set you up for when the calendar turns over. And I need you to begin to run in this employment, this ministry that I've called you unto. Now, this is straight out of the Word of God. This is the season that God does this, okay? So when we know and understand the Hebrew calendar, we can watch every month what he's stirring. What is God doing? What is he building? What is he blowing on? Where's the blessing? Where do we run to? And that's what the Hebrew calendar does. If you don't yet have a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, these are things that you're going to miss, okay? It's all the Word of God. I'm about to read you the Word of God, which lists times and seasons, okay? So in Haggai chapter 1, okay, we find, let me pull this up here. This is very important because I want you to know and understand that this is a time and season for this. Okay, so in Haggai chapter 1, it says specifically the first scripture, in the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month. Okay, so this would be the second day of Elul. It says, in the second year, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, which would be the first of Elul, okay, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Haggai, unto Zerubbabel, who was the governor of Judah, all right? And also this word came to Joshua, the son of Jozadak. He was the high priest, all right? And God spoke by the Haggai the prophet to the leaders. And he speaks saying this. This is God himself. God says, you know what, you people? This is what you say. He says, you people say the time has not come, the time that the Lord's house shall be built. In other words, that what is on God's heart should be grown and established. Come on, what's on God's heart that he has chosen you to do? But you keep making excuses, and you're making excuses because you look at your pocketbook, because you look at your relationships, because you wonder, how is God going to do this? And I don't think I have enough. Okay. So God says, he's speaking to, through Haggai, and he says, people, this is what you say. You say, people, the time has not come, God. The time to build your house is not here. But the word of the Lord comes to Haggai and saying, but this is a time for you. You go and you say that you dwell in your sealed houses. And my house, God says, lies in waste. Now, says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much, but you bring in little. You eat, but you don't have enough. You drink, but you're not filled with drink. You clothe, but there is none warm. And he that earns wages to put it in bags with holes. So the Lord says, now consider your ways. Go up to the mountain, bring wood, build the house, and I, God, will take pleasure in it. And I will be glorified, says the Lord. And so, this is a time we need to consider our ways. Come on, it's the season of Teshuvah. It's before we enter in to Rosh Hashanah, which will be the first day of Tishrei in the seventh month of the religious calendar year, okay? The first month of the civil, that's how it works. I have a chart in my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, where I show you how the seventh month on the religious calendar is the first month on the civil calendar, okay? But we still go a whole year, all right? So when God speaks in this, he's speaking, he almost always speaks from the religious calendar. That's how he charts months, okay? So he's saying, listen, this is the month. Consider your ways. Consider your mode of action. Consider what you're doing. God says, I've heard your prayers. You say, God, I don't have enough. You say, God, you've called me into ministry. God, you've called me to be in this employment. You've called to use my gifts in certain areas, but I keep saying, I can't do it. I can't do it. I don't have enough of this or enough of that. Or my family's an issue, or my work, my other job is an issue, or my relationships are an issue. Or Lord, there's no doors of opportunity. What are you doing? So God is hearing you, and he is stirring things right now. Come on. This is why it's a prophetic word. God is saying, I'm stirring things. I want you to consider your ways now. I want you to begin to make a commitment to build my house, God says. And what does that mean exactly? This means find out your spiritual giftings. Find out how God wants to use you to kingdom build. Now, this particular scripture was talking about building the temple of God, okay? But we are in the kingdom age. So when God speaks to us now, he's saying, I want you to build my kingdom. I want you to build the kingdom of God. It's now your time to be a part of being a kingdom builder. Get out your wood, get out your nails, get out your hammer. Some of you need to get out your stone. Some of you need to get out your rocks. Some of you need to get out your plaster. You need to get out your drywall. I don't know what your gifts are, but you're a part of the kingdom of God, and it is time to build. God says it's time for the kingdom to arise. Consider our ways and begin to step into that which God has called us to do collectively. This message went out to the people. Collectively, they built the house of the Lord. And what happened? After they set aside their own personal needs and went to go and be kingdom builders, that's when God released his glory into the earth. And this is what is so important. And I feel the presence of God right now. This is what is so important. Kingdom is that you are kingdom builders in the kingdom age. God says the kingdom of heaven has arrived and you have a place in that kingdom. Now listen, I'm not just talking to the fivefold ministry leaders here. I'm talking to everyone. When you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you've been given a gift, and that gift is to build his kingdom in the earth. And his kingdom is not building a church. It's building in all different aspects so that his glory will come into the earth as the waters cover the sea. This is more than just building one house. Now, some of you may be pastors. You may be over a current work, a house of the Lord. Then God says, consider your ways. Is the glory of the Lord flowing in your house, in your temple that you are built for the Lord? Consider your ways this month. Evaluate. What is God saying must be added? What is he saying he's tearing down right now because a new season is coming? Then look at your homes, your personal homes, okay? Even though in this case, they were very selfish and they did not want to do things for the temple. They were only looking at their own home. God still wants you to consider your ways, okay? If there's something that can be tweaked personally in your house that might enable you to be a greater asset to kingdom building, adjust that thing. And adjustments take faith. Faith is not a crisis that you come upon and then you have to say, oh my gosh, I got to have enough faith for that. It's a challenge. There are no faith crises, okay? I know you think, oh my God, I'm in a faith crisis. No, you're in a faith challenge. Faith challenges means God saying, come up higher. I need you to believe something about me that you do not believe. That's what he was doing here in Haggai through the prophet Haggai when he was challenging the governor and he's challenging the high priest. What God was doing is he's saying, listen, I want to take you higher because I want to deposit the glory of the Lord, but I need you to think like me. You don't think like me. Consider your ways. Begin to start building something that I can deposit my glory into. God says, look at your own temple. Your temple, okay, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. That's what the Apostle Paul tells us. So your body, your flesh, right? Your soul, which exists in your mind, your will, and your emotions, and your spirit man on the inside of you, okay? That's your three-part being. Your temple is very, very important to the move of the glory of God in the earth because it takes all of our temples with the glory to bring about the glory of the Lord, which is upon the waters like the sea, okay? It's an expansion. So look at your own temple. What needs to take place here so that the Spirit of the Lord can shine brighter? Do you need to change your eating habits? Do you need to begin to start exercising? What do you need to change in your mind? What kind of negative thinking? What kind of personal traumas or difficulties have you been facing that you feel like you can't overcome? What kind of soul transformation do you need, mind, will, and emotions, so that you can enter into the place where God can strengthen your temple and then can send you out with a hammer and some nails and some wood that you might be a builder in the kingdom? And so God's saying, this is the time I'm calling you to live at a next level of faith. God's saying, I'm stretching you now. He says, I'm stretching you into Teshuvah. Why? Because Teshuvah is a season that goes from the first of Elul all the way to Yom Kippur, which is going to be on the 12th of October. All right, that's a very special day. Actually, you've heard me speak about the 1 million women movement. Mordecai's and Esther's on the Washington Mall. That's Yom Kippur. So we're in the 40-day period before then. This was also the time that Moses was up on the mountain and he was receiving the Ten Commandments. And he was actually tapping into the glory of the Lord at this point. God was going to give the word that was going to build his house, that the Jewish people would begin to follow, that they would know the heart of God. So, and this was because of what happened at Tammuz 17 when Moses came down the mountain and the tablets were broken. So now he's up there again. God's called him up. and he wants to engage in the glory of the Lord. So this is a glory of the Lord time on the Hebrew calendar. Come on, somebody needs to give me a high five. Come on, you say, I want to see the glory. I want to see the glory. Well, guess what? There's a cost for the glory. And that is, where's your faith? How is God stretching you? Come on, get out your pen and your paper and get in that quiet place with God. Fast, pray, say, God, what do you want to change about my house before I enter the new year, which is going to be happening here in a month? Say, God, I want to get it right. This is our December. Evaluate yourself, God says. He says, listen, it hasn't been working, but let me show you what will work. And then I need you to have enough faith in me that if I tell you this, I will bring you all the provision that you need. See, one of their fears was that they lacked provision, right? And so they kept focusing on their own homes, but they weren't focusing on what God's plan was. He's saying, folks, get out of your own little box here. I'll take care of your house if you take care of my house. Now that's a faith crisis, right? If God's telling you today, whoever you are that's listening, my beloved friends, if he's saying friend, he's saying son and daughter, he's saying, I'm telling you to do this, and you are telling me, God, no, because you're afraid you won't have enough provision. And God says, we got to break that off of you right now. Come on, you need to take my soul transformation class. Get online, go to CandiceSmithman.com or DreamMentors.org and sign up for Soul Transformation. You're going to find out there's three things that prevent us from moving into the power and presence of God. It's our need for provision, protection, and acceptance. And so this is a classic example when God is speaking through Haggai the prophet. And the prophet's saying, listen, you don't get it. He's like, stop being concerned about how you're going to have your needs met. God says, get on what is important to me, and then I'll give you everything that you need in your house. He says, consider your ways. It is a time this week, this month, in Teshuvah, consider our ways. It is a time that the king is walking in the field with us, just like he walked in the Garden of Eden. And as we are working for the kingdom, he is with us and his presence is with us. But he's teaching us during this time. He's holding us close and he's saying, listen, I need you to believe me for this. Come on, this is a heart cry. Take this video and share it everywhere, because this is what God is saying right now, according to his word. And when you get into Haggai chapter 1 and chapter 2, you're going to see specifically it talks about the first day of the sixth month, which is Elul 1, and the 24th day of the sixth month, which is the 24th day of Elul, which is 7 days prior to when we go in to the brand new month. So in 3 weeks period of time, or 24 days, is when these messages were coming from Haggai to the governor Zerubbabel and to Josiah, who was the high priest. And so this is very, very important that we understand. I'm sorry, it was Joshua, the son of Jozadak. Okay, so it was both of them receiving these messages. They were both kingdom leaders, okay? The governor had governmental leadership. And then we have the high priest, Joshua. He had leadership in the church, okay? So we're talking two apostolic leaders. One was governing the states, right? And then we had one that was overseeing the church, and they had come together. And then the prophet said, hey, you guys wake up. You're spending too much time on yourselves, and so is the people. There's a new direction that God is calling for. God says this to you today. This is prophetically to you, you who's watching. I will cover you. That's what the Lord says. I will cover you. I will cover you in provision, protection, and acceptance, but step out and make the move. Come on, I can feel the conviction right now. God's been speaking to y'all in dreams and visions. He's been saying, something's shifting here. I'm calling you to step out in a new arena. You're afraid to go. God says, consider your ways. He says, your ways are not my ways. My ways are higher than your ways. I need you to get into eternal thinking and not earth thinking. Earth thinking is, how can I get provision, protection, acceptance? God says, I got to break that off of you. I gave that to you when I died, buried, resurrected, I broke the bonds of Satan over you. You should not fear provision, protection, acceptance. And then God says, I've raised you up. Now you're seated in heavenly places with me. All provision, protection, acceptance is there. You walk in my righteousness and begin to start manifesting a life of my voice and my word coming forth. Now listen, we're getting ready to come into the head of the year, right? Again, that's Rosh Hashanah. This year in 5785, 85 is pay, hey in the Hebrew. It means the voice of grace. It means that God is getting ready to stir his grace up in a way that we have never seen before. And this is not a grace that we take and abuse. It is the firm grace of God to develop and grow something new. Okay, and why would he do this now? In 85, he would do it because we're going to come up on 2025. We're going to be shooting five more years till 2030 on the Gregorian calendar, or until 5790 when things are going to shift again. So we are halfway through the 10 year mark. Okay, we're in the 5 year mark of the pays. The pays is the voice of God. So this is the voice of grace. He's saying to you, let's get your house, your temple in order. And I want you in your mind to get in order that we might go forth and build my kingdom. God says, I want to release the glory of the Lord in the earth as the waters cover the sea. That's in Habakkuk chapter 2. And he says, I want to do this, but I cannot if my people will not build my kingdom. And they're still going to look at themselves. Come on, I'm getting excited right now. You need to share this video. Your temple may need an overhaul, all right? Your personal temple where you house the glory of the Lord in his spirit. If that's you, reach out to me at dreamhunters.org and get in these classes. These classes are life-changing. My husband and I have been teaching pastors, leaders, apostles, fivefold ministry gifts, healing people with healing gifts, creative gifts, all kinds of gifts, whatever your gift is, administration, finance. You got to know what the enemy already knows about you that you don't know about yourself. And we're going to tell you what those things are in this class. And we have classes running all the time. We are graduating leaders of our courses. They're taking these courses. They are becoming good disciples. They're becoming coaches. They're becoming biblical life coaches that are helping people grow and transform into the likeness of Jesus. There's things that God wants to use you for, but he can't because you don't yet know you. You don't even know who you are. You don't even know what makes you tick. You don't know what Satan did when he strongholded Adam and Eve and how this affects our DNA. Yes, Jesus broke it off and he's redeemed all things, but you got to know what was, what is, and what Jesus did and what is to come. These are all of the factors that help us define being good kingdom builders. Come on, somebody give me a high five. Say, I'm a good kingdom builder. I'm a good kingdom builder, and God is using me in a mighty way. Come on, he's taking you to next levels right now. I'm getting so excited. I'm here in Helsinki, Finland, and I'm getting ready to minister tonight. I'm so excited right here in this month of Elul. God is taking us to next levels. 30 days of seeking his heart. Consider your ways. Learn to live in the eternal realms and not the earth realms. You want to know more about these eternal realms, more about what I'm saying? You can come into my class called Ascend 2024, where I teach you to live in the eternal realms, the realms of the ascension, how to walk that out every single day. It's a really, really encouraging class because not only do you get to hear me minister what's weekly word, you know, like I'll bring a word from the Hebrew calendar for that particular week that we're going to meet, but you'll also hear me give you tips on living in this eternal place. I'm going to stretch you in a lot of areas, but so is everybody else because I have a lot of leaders on the line. They'll be there. You can hear what it is that they have to say. And so we challenge one another. We pray together. It's a great opportunity. I only do it one day a month. I do it twice in one day so that people on the that are in different nations, the Eastern nations or the Western nations can come on. 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time or 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time One of those time zones will work for you if you're in Africa and the European nations, or if you're all the way out in Hawaii or Australia, it will still work for you. So sign up today. You can, I've got some links here that you can go to. You can go to my website at CandiceSmithman.com. You can sign up there for Ascend 2024. I'm going to teach you how to live in the realms of the ascension. I'm going to teach you how to rebuild your house, how you get out of the dead time zone, the earthly time zone, and you get into the eternal time zone, which is God's time zone, and how to flow in this. Let's crack the time code together. All right. You're blessed. You're highly favored. You're above and not beneath. You're the head and not the tail. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He has set you up for being a leader, a kingdom leader. You are a kingdom builder. You are building the kingdom. You're not building a church. You are building what God is doing in the earth today that he might release the glory of the Lord. You are covered. Come on. I need to hear you say that. I am covered. God has covered me. It is a faith challenge time. Get your faith up high, live in the places with him, and step into the kingdom building that God has for you. I'm super excited about where he's taking you in the mighty name of Jesus. All right, somebody give me a high five. Share this with a friend today and tell them, listen, God's got a word. You got to hear this. It's an awesome and dynamic time. He is filling the earth with the glory of the Lord. All right, be blessed, and I will see you next week.